According to the New York Times, Arab governments, Turkey, and the CIA have sharply increased the flow of weapons to Syrian insurgents while expanding a secret airlift of arms and equipment for the militants to use against President Bashar al-Assad. The New York Times has based their findings according to air traffic data, interviews with officials in several countries, and the accounts of rebel commanders.
The claim is true. The increase of weapons came after the re-election of Barack Obama and the appointment of John Kerry as Secretary of State. France has also claimed it will send weapons to the Syrian rebels, and America has admitted to training rebels on Jordanian soil.
According to the data obtained by the New York Times, the shipments have grown to include more than 160 military cargo flights by Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The military-style cargo planes land at Esenboğa Airport near Ankara, and to a lesser degree at other Turkish as well as Jordanian airports.
Not only have we heard about the transfer of weapons to Turkish airports like the one you can see behind me here, but we have also heard that Turkey has been put in charge of most of the U.S.'s strategy by also facilitating trucks to transport the weapons through Turkey to Syria.
This is a very serious situation, actually. First of all, why it's happened without informing people, public. It's a very dangerous development, but we don't know yet is it true or not. But New York Times claims that's probably looks like a true. Actually, I am not surprised on this because Turkey obviously supporting the opposition.
The claim from the New York Times comes 2 years into a bloody war between foreign-backed insurgents and the Syrian government, which according to the United Nations has left 70,000 people dead and over 1 million displaced. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has claimed for quite some time that there was a proxy war taking place in his country, and has also claimed if Turkey were to close its borders, limiting the amounts of arms transfer, the war would end abruptly. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.